We get our concert underway with our traditional opening, and you're familiar with that, I'm sure, the Riverside Fanfare, followed by our national anthem, Tell Taylor's classic Down by the Old Mill Stream, and the official march of Findlay, Ohio, which was written by our conductor, Jack Taylor, the Flag City March. City March, ladies and gentlemen. Findlay Civic Concert Band, the best in the nation. And that was a great march. When you think of great marches, you think of the composers, you think of John Philip Sousa. Would the author, the composer of that great march that we just heard, please take a bow? Jack Taylor wrote that great march. It's our own, Flag City. Well, the title for this evening's concert, it will not be around Flag City. We're going over to the east, to Tin Pan Alley. It's a row of music publishing houses in New York City, but you knew that, I'm sure. Tin Pan Alley began in the late 1890s on 14th Street near Union Square, and it moved around from several spots to get closer to the Broadway theaters on 42nd Street. And where did the name come from? Well, it was coined by a newspaper writer, Monroe Rosenfeld. During one summer day, remember back in those days, they didn't have any air conditioning, so all these buildings had their windows open, hoping to get a little air through, and inside were these musicians banging away on the pianos. And he said it reminded him of someone banging tin pans together, and there, thus the phrase was coined. And as Mark Bomer said, the rest is history. That's a good phrase, Mark. I remember that. Some of America's most beloved and memorial melodies came from these centers of musical memories, and the Findlay Civic Band will perform some of these timeless treasures as well as music from those who were influenced by one of the most famous avenues in New York City, second only to Broadway. Our first selection tonight is a medley of tunes arranged by Warren Barker, titled appropriately, Tin Pan Alley, which blends together songs from 1908 up to 1929. You'll recognize Ain't She Sweet, Carolina in the Morning, I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover, Oh You Beautiful Doll, Babyface, Shine On Harvest Moon, and finally, Happy Days Are Here Again, featuring sax, trumpet, and trombone solos. Thank you. Wow, that was really great. It was arranged by Warren Barker, and that was a great arrangement, too. There were certain parts of that song, Jack, and there the boom, 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 reminded me of the pit band at the old Gaiety Theater up in Toledo. Well, I never went up there, but I've talked to some guys who went. They said that's what it sounded like. Ray Henderson was born in Buffalo in 1896, and when he arrived, no, when he arrived at Tin Pan Alley, he quickly became one of the most sought-after arrangers in the late 1920s for the Broadway stage with partners Bud DeSilva and Lou Brown. From the Henderson Library comes his 1925 hit, 5 Foot Two, Eyes of Blue. Here's the Findlay Civic Band featuring a Dixieland quartet made up of Doc Pace on tenor sax, Dave Voss on trombone, Mice Epsco on Ben Sisinski on trumpet. I apologize, Ben. Ray Henderson was born in Buffalo. I do know Ben Sisinski. We'll get together before the next concert on these things. Matt Taylor's on clarinet, too, by the way. This will be good, and I don't have to tell you that. That's why I'm really here, is to afford them a chance to get things set up and also let you know how good they are in comparison to the announcer. Thank you. got a quartet, not a trio, no more trio, it's a quartet, a foursome, if you please. Jack Bullock has arranged David Rose's Holiday for Strings, and you've heard that one, of course, many times. Well, now we've got it with four trumpets, and it's called Imagine, Holiday for Trumpets. So, take it away. Another famous name, Stephen Foster, one of the first greats of popular music to hit Tin Pan Alley. Now, he was not a trained musician. He was strictly an amateur. He based his songs on the Negro spirituals that he'd heard at camp meetings and the songs of the Ohio River boatmen who plied the Ohio River ships. On arriving in New York City, he fell prey to greedy music publishers who never fully paid him for his music. They took the profits, became immensely popular. His poverty reduced him to alcoholism, where he wrote songs for drinks in bars and was found in an alley in the Bowery section, whereupon he tragically died at the age of 37. Well, Jack Taylor and the Philly Civic Band pays tribute to the memory of this great composer with a tribute to Stephen Foster, arranged by one of America's greatest adapters, Sammy Nestico. Thank you.
bet my money on the Bobtail Nag. I'd bet my money on the Finley Civic Concert Band. I've mentioned this in concerts in years past, but I think it bears repetition that this doesn't just happen. These people don't just get together and sit down and just play it like that. It takes years of individual practice. Most of them started back when they were very young in grade school and have kept at it throughout their lives to this point. Some of their lives go farther along in points than others. But they kept at it, and they enjoy it. They really do enjoy it, because it's work. It's a lot of work, and in the beginning, it's tough. And it's not just tough on the people that are practicing. It's tough on the families that have to listen while they're practicing, too. It's a tough thing to do, to accomplish, but they've done it. While we're mentioning that, the University of Finley is still a source of practice area and so on. We didn't mention that at our initial concert, but we do want to thank the University of Findlay for providing practice areas, also helping on instruments, music, and in many other ways. But the best doggone thing they ever did at the University of Findlay or Findlay College was to bring a guy to Findlay, Ohio by the name of Jack Taylor. Well, we started a nice concert with a medley from the pen of Warren Barker, who is an arranger. He did not compose all of these numbers. He arranged them, which is a very fine art in itself. Now, there's another medley here that Mr. Barker was involved in, Themes Like Old Time. These are from Tin Pan Alley from 1919 on to 1939, that 20-year period in there. Okay, Alexander's Ragtime Band, Peg of My Heart, I Want a Girl Just Like the Girl That Married Dear Old Dad, By the Light of the Silvery Moon, and 12th Street Rag.
Thank you. Jack, that was a nasty little musical trick.
It was a fooler. It was a good one. It was good. I liked that. If you ever get a chance to read a book about Irving Berlin, the story of his life, do it. There are several at the library here in Findlay. Read it. It is good reading. It's as good as any novel you have ever read. He was born in Russia. He was one of eight children. His name was Israel Beilein. He moved to New York in 1893. His parents wanted to get out of Russia because they were killing Jews over there by the tens of thousands. At age eight, he took to the streets of the Lower East Side of New York to help support his mother. His father had recently died. In many restaurants, he sang as a waiter and did odd jobs just to bring food in. He liked to write songs, and he wrote a lot of songs. And to say that Irving Berlin wrote a lot of songs is really an understatement. That we know of that are published 900 songs. And these aren't just song put away in the file, song put away. These are songs that became known songs. 19 musicals. He wrote the score for 18 different movies. Any part of this would be a complete career for a very successful composer. So this guy was just beyond comprehension. Well, anyhow, Jack has picked out a medley of Irving Berlin's most patriotic tunes entitled Irving Berlin's Songs of America for the final series on the program. This is the Army, Mr. Jones. Give me your tired, your poor. This is a great country. And the immortal classic, God Bless America.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack Taylor and the Finley Civic Concerts Band. Tremendous, tremendous evening. Thank you all very much. You've done a great job.